Blog Talk Radio.
Love. Good morning, good morning, and welcome to Joy and Peace. We're so happy and elated that you have come and stopped by the show today. I hope I have some guests come on would like to talk today on the show. And if you would, just press 1 on your keypad. And if you would like someone else to come in, this is the guest call-in number, which is area code 646-716-4389. That number again is 646-716-4389. And I thank the guests that have come on already. We're going to have an exciting topic today. And as I was listening at different sermons and different things going on in the world about the church, the pastors, and why they're leaving and a whole bunch of things, I thought I would come on today. And our topic today is, do you know why pastors change churches? I know that's a good one. You have probably never thought of it. But before we start, let's have a few moments of prayer. Oh, gracious Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for what you're going to do and how you're going to do it. We thank you, dear Heavenly Father, that as I open my mouth, you speak through me. Move Sadie out the way, dear Heavenly Father, and let the Holy Ghost come in and speak through me on what to say today on this broadcast. We give you the praise and we give you the glory. And bless everyone that will listen in to the broadcast today, whether by phone, by all call, by their computer. We give you the praise and we give you the honor. In the blessed name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and thank God. Well, today, do you know why pastors change churches? I don't have all the answers, but I'm going to give you a few that I have observed. You know, when a church and preachers depend upon the Lord and allow the Lord to guide them, a pastor and will have the right church. The pastor that God has for that church that he called to will be the right pastor for that right church. You know, a church will have the right pastor, but the Bible doesn't say how long a pastor should stay at one church. I was checking to see, did the Bible state anywhere where a pastor was going to stay at a church, 30 years, 40 years, 2 years, a month, or what? You know, and I wanted to share some things of pastor, the reason they changed church. One of them is, pastor changed churches because of complacency of the people. You know, I looked up that word. Complacent means to be content or self-satisfying. You know, some people are just satisfied where they are. They don't want to change. They don't want to do things different. You've been in some churches where my grandmother did this and my grandfather did this or my mother did this here. And if it ain't broken, we ain't going to change. They don't want nothing changed. They don't want to change the pew. They don't want to change the seat. They've been sitting in 20 or 30 years. But they hold the pastor responsible for some of the things. They don't want to take up. You see paper on the floor, pick it up. You don't need the pastor to come through and tell you some things that you should do that God have already given you understanding to do. You know, the word of God says, take heed, therefore, unto yourselves, not just the pastor, yourself, and to all the flock, over that which the Holy Ghost has made you overseer to feed the church of God, which he has purchased with his own blood. God has already purchased with his own blood the church of God. You know, he has given you an overseer to feed the flock. Since God has given you an overseer already, he has already ordained and sent the pastor to the church he wants to be at that church. But you're going to have some members going to come up, well, I don't like him. He shouldn't be here. They should have got so-and-so and so-and-so. But did you go to God and ask God? Did you pray about it when you was in need of a pastor for God to send you the shepherd he wanted that church to have? No. Y'all went to brickling and blacking, complaining, murmuring, throwing fiery dots and everything at the pastor God have sent. And you wonder why? Pastor changed churches. The pastor get tired of complacency. The pastor get tired of trying to please everybody in the congregation when God called him the shepherd, the flock that he have sent him to. Y'all run the pastors out the church because they can't do this, they can't do this, they can't do that. And you wondering why the pastor changed churches? He get tired of going through that. Well, we're going to go on through a little bit today. And if anybody would like to comment on this program today, please hit 1 on your keypad and I will gladly bring you in. You know, complacent means to be content or self-satisfying. You know, it means to be content with what you are doing. You don't want to do any more or less. Some of you all get mad when the pastor asks you to do something. Well, why did he ask me? Well, had you went to God, God may have told him, pick out Sally Sue or call on Joe Blow. I'm just using fictitious names like that on the broadcast. I'm not calling nobody per se in your church. I'm just using examples. Sometimes it carries the idea that you cannot stir them up to do any more. No matter what you do, no matter what programs you bring forth, no matter what ideas somebody else brings forth, somebody always going to have faults with the pastor. But if God have called that pastor to this particular church, help the pastor. Don't let the pastor be blown out there in the water by himself. God have already purchased the church. He've already sent an overseer. He've already given you the flock, no matter if it's 3 people or 1,000 people. God has placed this man of God in your midst for a reason. Don't run him off. Y'all get together and pray before he even get there to make sure y'all know what God already going to predain for you all. You know, we have problems with the members. That's the next thing. When pastors feel led to preach a portion of God's truth, they want to see some results and effect. That means when God have given the man of God that have taught all week, he have told him what he want him to preach on Sunday morning. But when he bring the message, members, y'all got a problem, some of you all. Not all of you all, but some of you all. You want him to preach a happy message to you, a feel-good message. But he preaching what God then give him, he have studied. He have taught in that Bible to bring God forth on what God, he know, God already know what need to be in that body of Christ, in that church per se. You know, he want to see lives change and challenge to do more. When he bring you a message, he challenge you what God have given you to change from your wicked ways. Turn around. Stop doing what you're doing that you know is contrary to the will of God. People are looking at you, up to you. And when you start doing things contrary to the will of God, and then you start bringing other ones to follow you that's not in the will of God, and then next thing y'all brackling, y'all fussing in the church, y'all throwing daggers at the pastor. The pastor go for so long, him and his family. Y'all start picking at the family member. Or if he's a single pastor, well, why you ain't married? Or why you, have you went to God and found out why he's not married yet? Or why she's not married? It's a reason. God have that man or woman of God in your midst. You know, sometimes for a young pastor, move and changes are more important because they are expression of and fruits of his labor. Think about it. Then we think about the next thing, the moral. You know, pastor often say, I feel I need to change because someone else can challenge them more. You know, they got people in the congregation all the time want to challenge the pastor on how he preach, how he pray, how he lead the service, how he select for the praise team. You know, it's different aspects. to the pastor, he go before God. God, I done tried everything you told me to do. But they fighting against the prick. What do I do to God? You sent me here. But it's 4 or 5 in the congregation don't want me here. So what do I do, Lord? I want to be obedient to you. So how do I go about it, Lord? You know, the pastor feel a lack of faithful attendance. It's his fault, and people are blaming him. Well, why blame the pastor if the people stop coming, if he preaching the word of God? Have you checked some of those that's on that telephone, that helephone, gossiping and saying and backbiting the pastor, saying things that they really don't know? All pastors not bad, man or woman. Give your pastor a chance so he can stay. He won't have to change churches. You know, the truth is some people think any change needed would be made if they got a new pastor. Pray about that. Unless your pastor died or God called that pastor to another congregation, start sitting down and figure, look at all the good qualities your pastor has, whether it's a woman or man. Look at the things that people are saying behind the pastor back in his family. That's not true. But you're wondering why pastors change churches. When you're in a big city, you really see pastors going from church to church. And everybody want to put the pastor at fault. Don't you know the members have a lot to do with it? The reason they want a new pastor? You know, one pastor resigned a good church, no problem. Poor morals can cause a pastor to do this. You know, pastor changed churches because of conflict of people. That's my next one. You know, you saying, well, what is conflict? Well, I'm glad you asked. It is to strike together a contest. It means to clash, be antagonized. Sharp disagreement or opposition. You know, we have had conflict at this church. Every church will have them. Every church going to go through something. But you ought to be a praying church where you can sit down. Y'all come together and pray. Don't listen what Sally Sue saying and Joe Blow. They don't have anything to upstand what they're saying. So go before God. Call the church, the body together. The flock. Say, all right, let's have a meeting and see exactly what is going on. I love the church. My family love the church. We're trying to do and give you everything God has given to us. We're taking time to pray. We're taking time to fast. We're taking time to go before God. We're laying out. We're having revivals. Different things that your church do. But some members need to check themselves before they wreck themselves and others in the body of Christ. You know, when you think about the members, every conflict would involve people. People cause conflict. The pastor didn't cause the conflict by himself. It was the people, the members. They start backbiting. They start on that helophone. Well, you know, I wouldn't do this here if I was her. I wouldn't do this if I was him. You know, he said that and just hurt my feelings. Did you hear what she said? You know, but did you go to God? Ah, hallelujah. I got somebody want to talk today. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Carla, you are not on the air.
Amen. Praise God. I just thank God for his goodness. I thank God for his mercy, his grace. And I thank God for you, Overseer Elliot, and I thank God for just God allowing me to, you know, be on the line to just comment. And I just thank God for being able to just be a part of what you're doing on Wednesdays when you're on here. But I just want to say that, you know, this is a real, real touchy subject. And it's, you know, I was a pastor's wife for like 20 years. And then I started doing leadership on my own. And you know, I can truly say that you know, the pastors really, really go through. And if you say that you're a pastor, if you say God called you, you better really be a fasting and praying person. You better be ready to just seek the face of God like never, like you ain't never saw God before, because these spirits, they are actually trying to take the leaders out. You know, we know that there's leaders that's out there that's not doing the right thing. We do know that, you know, but we're talking about leaders that's giving their all in all, making major sacrifices for the body of Christ, sacrificing their families, sacrificing their wives, sacrificing their finances, you know, to see the ministry of God go on. Yes, you know, and people, you know, just giving up everything for the kingdom of God. So, you know, we really have to stay in fasting and prayer and seeking God to be able to overcome those obstacles, because people, you know, are coming into church. Some of them, I don't even think they realize that they're being used by the devil, you know, but they coming in the churches and they're causing all kind of havoc and all kind of, you know, damnation. And you know, because the devil, he wants to make the church look like a fool so people won't come to church. And so he'll make God look like a fool and make us look like a fool, and people won't try to come in. And that's why we got to nullify that thing, you know, in the church. We got to cast it down and cast it out, rebuke it and send it back to the very pit of hell, because this demon, it has come to destroy the church. When people are being used in the ministry to come, it's not going to work, though, you know, because when you call by God and you know, it's so sad, overseer. It hurts to the core, because this is supposed to be a place where you can come and receive the word of God and receive love, you know, receive, you know, food and clothing like what you're doing, and a place where there's a refuge, and, you know, where you can have harmony and love and unity and the oneness and togetherness. But guess what? Look at what the enemy doing. Just got the church like a mockery. So, you know, I do thank God. I thank God for this beautiful word on today. And it's a privilege just to be on here, just to say a couple of words and just take about a minute or two and just say how beautiful, you know, it is, you know, for them that bring the gospel. You know, it's a beautiful thing, even though it's heartaches and it's pain, it's long suffering, and, you know, so many times it's so much ridicule and persecution, you know, but he said that we receive 100-fold in this life and the life to come, because we got to keep going regardless of what's going on.
That's
we
got
to keep, you know, we talking about people like you, woman of God, you know, people like me, you know, that's really sold out for real, that's, you know, that's being lied on, that's being ridiculed, that's really being lied on. You know you didn't do it. You know, they say, well, you know, the pastor got caught committing adultery. Well, and they lied on that pastor. When the pastor know, they can't pull it up on nothing. Can't nobody witness it. No, the pastor didn't do it. Talking about people that really didn't do it, you know.
Yeah.
Because we know it happens sometimes, but we're talking about people that's really sold out and saying, you know, but we thank God because he did say that we would have 100-fold in this life and the life to come. He said, but with persecution.
Yeah.
With persecution.
Yeah.
So I thank and I praise God for the word of God. I thank God for you and all the listeners that's on. And we just thank God for, you know, if somebody, just one person, can receive this word and say, well, you know what, I'm going to be a light at church. I'm not going to cause the pastor no problems. You know what, I'm not going to gossip with the rest of them. But, you know, I'm going to rebuke gossiping. I'm going to rebuke it in the name of Jesus. I'm going to lay out before God and I'm going to pray for the pastor, because the pastor and the wife need prayer too. Or the pastor and the husband or whatever, you know, they need prayer. So if one person on this line say, you know what, I'm not gonna get into none of this mess in church. I'm gonna try to do better next Sunday or whenever, Wednesday night, tonight when I go to church or whatever, it's gonna be a blessing. And your words, woman of God, that's going forth, is gonna bless and help somebody in the name of Jesus. Amen.
And,
okay.
You know, woman of God, I'm glad you came up and spoke up, because by you being a pastor,
that's right,
you can share with them why pastors change churches. Because you know why you have to change
churches. That's right.
Share with them if you don't mind. Share them a little of your testimony why you changed church.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Yes. I had to change churches because I was a pastor's wife, and the church was connected to my husband that I was married to at the time. And then we split up, and we know it's the enemy, but I stayed at the church, and the enemy was causing so much confusion until I left a building, was a 2,000 square foot building. I left that building. It was paid for and everything. And the building is just laying dormant right now. But I had to leave because it was all the confusion and all the ugliness that was going on in the church. And I just felt like, well, I would rather just, if I had to do it in my house or at the park or whatever, you know, I felt like, okay, well, if I just got to do that there and not be in this confusion, then I would rather do that. I would rather do that. So that's what I did. And I've been having a church without walls for a while, you know.
Uh-huh.
And God has supplied every need. Many souls have been saved. We've had church in the house. We've had church in people's homes. We've had church at the park. We've had church wherever the Lord would tell me to have church at, in daycares and all that. You know, the work, you know, you might have to change the church, but the work, it has to continue to keep going on. You can't stop just because stuff ain't right. You got to keep moving. You got to keep going. You keep loving the people. You don't be mad at nobody. You know, you just forgive the people for what they done. You know, you don't hold no animosity or no grudge in your heart or anything like that. But you just keep moving in love. You keep moving in love. And that's what I have done, you know. I'm just keeping moving in love, you know.
And, you know, even with my in the place that I'm in now, I hear a lot of people talk about the church, the pastors, and everything. I know a lot of places, and I say, well, Lord, why are you taking me to this place and that place, being obedient to faith? And he say, each time I went to a place, and I would sit there to learn. I went to learn. I didn't go to, I just went
That's
to
right.
learn and hear the word of God. And I could hear the Lord saying, I want you to do this. I don't want
that's
you to do
it.
And I kept
Come
saying,
on.
Huh?
Come
he was
on.
Showing
that's
me
it.
Things that were
that's
out
it.
Of order. And each
that's
one of these,
it.
He sent me to.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want you
Thank
to do
you.
This. I don't want you to do that. And I kept saying, well, God, I ain't never been to so many churches. You know, I want to be
it.
Rooted in grounded. And he said, why give you a building? I give you a place.
That's
what
right.
I'm showing
that's
you.
Right.
I don't to do this at the place I done give you. I don't want you to do this thing is causing conflict and everything. And like you were saying, Carla, even with the pastor, sometimes pastors feel more like a referee than a pastor.
It's so much conflict
going on in the church, fighting, members doing this, members bringing guns to church, they're pulling them, they're doing this, they're doing that. And the pastor stopped feeling like I'm a referee. I'm supposed to be the pastor, but I'm always every week. I'm trying to break up this one. I'm trying to break up that one.
Well, that's so true. That is so true.
Y'all doing opposite. I have said. You know, sometimes the pastor feel like he the janitor. because
right.
he's always cleaning up someone else messed up. I don't
that's
mean just
right.
from other sanctuary. He feel like he's a janitor.
Mm-hmm.
He's
that's
always
right.
got to go in and clean up with so-and-so that messed up. Brother so-and-so, sister so-and-so. You know, most conflicts are contests. You know, someone is out to win and get their way. Y'all been those that's all listening
that's
to me right.
right
now. Seen that? Y'all have been through that?
Right.
Some people
stand right.
you on minors. And minors are major things in a church. They take a little bit of, as the old folks say, a little mountain and make a big old molehill of it.
That's
oh, you
right.
go ahead and blow stuff out of proportion. You know, it's
that's
the moral
true.
Of the. You know, God called men and women to preach his word.
That's
we are
right.
to shepherd the flock, not scatter them. We
that's
are to
right.
teach and train people to win souls. Not get on that talk about everything that we want to talk about that's running the people from the church of God. He wants us to bring them in. He don't want us to get out there talking all negative and bigotive and everything just because we get on. We think we have arrived. No, we ain't arrived yet. We still here striving each and every day. You know,
that's
it's
right.
very tiring to consistently deal with a lot of problems.
Yes,
and
it
that's
is.
Why a lot of another reason a lot of pastors leave church, unnecessary problem. You know, a peacemaker get very exalted. You get so overwhelming emotion every time you get to the church. They're doing this, they're doing that, they're saying this, they're saying that, they're calling this, and they call, well, girl, I ain't going tonight. Well, I ain't going tomorrow either. Well, I ain't going to show up either. And so when the pastor come to the church, he wondering where the people are. Well, he haven't gotten a call, say they sick, or somebody done passed, or what's going on?
It's amen.
You know, you got a small mm-hmm. family, might be a big family, but it's your 2, 3, and no more. Because this
that's
one I got right. on the phone and said this. This one I got on and passed it on. But when it comes down, don't you know God's sitting high and looking low?
Yes, he is.
You know, have changed churches because of a Brooklyn backbiting and battering membership.
Mm-hmm.
Come to this town, I didn't know people carried guns. I didn't know people put the pastors out to church. I didn't realize people, they carried the books for the church and stuff, and the pastor can't do this. He got to go through 50 people to be able to bring somebody in or be able to do this to help the church, the body of Christ. I was told from the word of God that the church was the hospital. You're supposed
yeah,
to come,
right.
you're supposed
that's
to
right.
come to the church to get prayer. You're supposed to come to the church when you're being wounded. But how can you come
that's
to the
right.
church and get healed when everybody in the church is bricking back and backbiting and you're getting hurt more? You got so much bandage on you when you get to the hospital. They don't
yeah.
know which bandage to pull off first. I'm just paraphrasing, using that example. You
that's
know, pastors
right.
change churches because of carnality among people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, carnality means in awe of the flesh. People
that's
let the
right.
flesh step up instead of letting the Holy Ghost come in, fast and pray. At home, when you come, y'all come with Jesus on your mind, not with mess on your mind. You know, material or worldly thing. We see so much worldly stuff going on in the body of Christ now, it make you sick. Then I brought the world into the church. And the
yeah.
pastor said about holiness, how to live right, not shacking. Not doing this, not doing that. Well, why? Well, who done told them so-and-so? Now, who done told them? That's how the mess start right there. You know, it's the object of spiritually. Carnal-minded people mean worldly-minded people. You know, I went over to Paul. Paul wrote to the Corinthians, and I, brethren, could not speak unto you as unto spiritually, but as unto carnal. Even as unto babes in Christ. You'll find that in 1 Corinthians 3:1. You know, the members, when you think about it, the Lord desires that every saved person grow and develop into maturity as a saved person. You can go to 2 Peter 2:18 and 1 Peter 2:2. You know, we got to know what the Lord God will tell you and enter being. What he wants you to do, how he wants you to do it. If you follow the instruction of what God is saying and not what 10 people is saying, you won't go wrong. But when you start following what Susie Q, Henry, Billy, Mary, and Martha start saying, you done left the whole context of what God told you to do, what God told you to say. You know, Paul told the Ephesians to put away bitterness, wrath, anger, calamity, evil, speaking, and malice. You'll find that in Ephesians 4:31. You can turn to it at your leisure. You know, when your attitude and your action and your articulations are carnal, something is wrong with you. You know, the moral of it, the only God people would listen to God's name. If members would talk and act like Jesus, they would be spiritually. When church leaders or those who want to be leaders are carnal, pastors may move to another church. When you get to the place where you can't listen to the man and woman of God that God has put before you, that you know is God-fearing, men and women of God, you start listening to all that whispering going in your ears. You want to get tickling of the ears. And then when your pastor turns in his or her resignation, oh, you all at all. Oh, why are you leaving? We thought this was a good church. We thought this was this and we was that. But how much stuff have you spread it throughout the city on that pastor and his family? How many things have you done to hurt the pastor? And you wonder why the pastor changed churches? Those are some of the things that I have given you today, the reason pastors change church. You know, pastors change churches because of complaining members. Complaining means to utterly express of grief, pain, or dissatisfaction. You find so many people dissatisfied with their church. Okay, sit down with your legal pad and write the good and the bad down. Write down everything the pastor doing that God have told him to do. In another column, write down all the stuff the people is telling him or whispering in his ear or the members' ear that they don't want that at that church. Think about it. It means to utterly express of annoyance or resentment, to find fault. You know, when you go to the church for the first time, you went there, somebody told you how well the pastor preached, how he bring the congregation together. But when you go there, before you leave, you a visitor. Oh, girl, did you hear him say that? Oh, you knew here. If I was you, I wouldn't come back. Well, why are you here? To cause havoc, conflict? Think about it. You know, to accuse formally of an offense, to present an accusation. You know, when you think about the members, members of the lost church can complain. It is discouraging when members are vocal and open with their complaining. It is heartbreaking when members voice complaint to those who are willing to listen. See, you got to close your ear gauge to all that negativity. All that backbiting, just close your ear gate. Say, baby, they call you on the phone, baby, let's pray for the pastor and the church. I don't want to hear nothing negative. God give y'all a good pastor. Y'all don't run them away with y'all mouth. You know, I think about the moral of it, the griping and complaining membership will cause a pastor to leave. You're all the time griping. You're all the time complaining. Well, the pastor get to the point where, God, I'm coming to you. I'm doing what you say do. But how much more can I take this here? When I think about Job, all the things he went through, and what his friends come and start saying to him. Think about what the people doing when the pastor hear this, he hear that. He starts seeing the membership falling off. Well, God, I'm doing what you say do. Just because you don't have 500 people in your membership don't mean God hadn't called you to pastor or you wasn't feeding your congregation the word. He said he was blessed as he see fit daily, not the people. If you got a handful of people, don't you know a handful of true people in the body of Christ can do more than 5 and 1,000 people? Because he have given you that flock. You got to minister to that flock. You have to let the bad apple in that flock go. If they're not complying to what God said, it's time for them to move on. Not you. Unless God told you to move, stay right there. Don't move. You know, the Lord's work is always improved by our looking at what we are doing and seeing if we need to change. When members backbite, brickle, and fight among themselves, pastors may choose to leave. I've seen some churches where they done went to court. The membership done split. The pastor don't even have control over the body of Christ anymore, the church. Because Sally Sue, Joe Blow, Harry Wary, and everybody else done come in and just tried to take the leadership. Just because you're not the pastor, all of a sudden you feel you should be the pastor. But what, did God tell you to pastor this flock? No. Because the pastor done told you some things that ruffled your feathers, that you know it was right, you ready to leave or get rid of him. And you wondering why pastors change churches. Caller, if you would like to say something else before I start coming to my close for today on this topic.
Yes,
also,
you know,
the last thing that I wanted
to say is that if you a pastor today, then you need to be a fasting and praying and seeking the face, man of God, because it's going to be for your survival. That's the only way you're going to be able to survive this stuff, you know, because it's a lot of stuff going on in the church. And, you know, if it's hard when you go through that change, because when you leave, you lose members. And, you know, a lot of stuff happen. Sometimes you got to start all over from scratch. That transition is never easy. It's never easy. But I will say this, that if you fast and you pray and you seek the face of God, God will give you the strength to endure the sick and the sad things that goes on in the church. God will give you to endure that, you know. And if you are a member of a church, you know, lift up your pastor.
Yes,
pray for your
yes.
pastor. Yes, and don't get with the gossiping group. And because, like you said, woman of God, they going to see that again. You're not going to do this stuff and it don't come back on you.
That's right.
The Bible
That's
says,
right.
be not deceived. He said, God is not mocked. He said, whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. You're not going to do these things and it don't come back on you.
Mm-hmm.
No, and then what you put out is going to come back to you way worse.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, you not. Listen, none of us is going to get away with nothing that we do.
Nope.
And if we so good, we're going to get good, and it's going to be greater. But if we so bad, it's going to be bad, and it's going to get worse.
Mm.
So, you know, let us stay before the Lord. Members, lift your pastors up before God. Pray for your pastors, because it's a hard job trying to be a overseer or an apostle. and a bishop or a pastor, prophet, evangelist, teacher, preacher, minister. These are not, I've seen people die in these positions.
Yes.
So, you know, let us stay before the Lord and continue to keep loving on God. And I just thank you for just able to be a part of the Blog Talk Radio.
Amen.
Amen.
You know, coming to the close of my broadcast, pastors change churches because of the corrupt of people. Corrupt means to change from a sound condition to an unsound one, spoiled, contaminated, rotten, deteriorated from the normal or standard. You know, morally unsound or debased, perverted, evil, deprived. You know, the members become immoral in their conduct. Members living together outside of marriage. Members who have affairs. Members may drink, steal, go to jail for wrongdoing. Members who use illegal drugs. Deacons, witnesses should help correct the corrupt inner membership. We're talking about some of the things that pastors change churches and they leave. Because they're telling them and preaching the gospel, but they don't want to heed to it. They'd rather live and listen to a lie than listen to the truth. You know, the moral of this is that when corrupt is ignored, cover up, it hurts a church. You've been through some churches, seen them on TV, seen them on Facebook, and everything else. Some members expect a pastor to do it all when it comes to the correction. But if the pastor is giving correction, that means you need to change from your wicked ways or what you're doing that's not right. Pastors change churches because of corrupt and members not willing to do anything about it. You've seen some of them churches. I ain't going to say it's all of them, but you've seen some of them. So that's our broadcast today. Do you know why pastors change churches? I gave you a lot today to feast upon on why pastors change churches. Because it's so much going on now in the body of Christ that we need to keep our ears open and sharp, tuned up to know what thus saith the Lord. So if you have a pastor, whether it's a woman or a man, love your pastor. Do all you can to help your pastor so your pastor can stay. Don't get on the telephone talking to people that's ridiculing your pastor, talking about the members of the church. Take it to God in prayer. So today, I know throughout my broadcast, I use tag words as purchase, blood, flock, and overseer. So stay tuned next week for another exciting broadcast that will be taking place next Wednesday, if all goes the same. And we hope to hear from each and every one of you. I want to thank each one of the guests that come on and those that's listening on the archives today to this program. I hope it was something that I said through the Word of God, breaking it down, why pastors change churches. Hope those pastors that's listening today will not jump up and leave because the members say go. You better get it connected with God because you got to go before God one day on the flock he have given you that you are walking away from. Don't walk away from it. Just let God move them, the bad apples, as they say. Let him take the bad apples out where you can continue on doing the ministry God have called for you to do. So as I say so many times, if I had the tentacles of an octopus, I would hug each one of you all and tell you just how much I love you. And until next week, I want you all to have a wonderful weekend and a wonderful holiday on Labor Day that's coming on next Monday. So until next Wednesday, I want each one of you all to be blessed. Keep the faith, Pastor, men and women of God. Don't give up. Don't throw in the towel. Follow the instruction of Almighty God and the Holy Ghost. And until next week, be blessed. Thank you, guests, for coming on and sharing. And those that came on that were silent, I hope it was something that you got from the program today that will take you further in ministry. In the blessed name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and thank God. Bye-bye.